sometimes we get emotionally and never get in his presence. We just have the emotion. So you see these songs, you listen to these words is putting the emphasis on him, not on them, not on the singers, not on the musician, but on him. Yet they're playing a part. Yet everybody has to be recognized in their position. This is all about him. We are on the stage on his behalf. Even what I preach this morning is about him. It's not about me. And so to break this yoke of bondage that had been over the church so long of just entertainment and a good time without a real, listen to me, without a real visitation. Where people get new kidneys and new hearts, new limbs, extension to their life as Hezekiah got 15 years. This is the bridge of the supernatural. We meet here. That's why I read the significance of communion. We're going to live out the 120 years that the Lord wants us to live, because the 70 and 80 wasn't for the church. He was talking to the children of Israel. Ours is 120. Word. Without a stick. Without rest home or tender. The only way we're going to get there is this type of emphasis, this type of praise, this type of worship, the type of gospel we preach it. Not just to arouse a person's emotion, but to get them in the presence of Almighty God that they can get an answer and testify. Look what the Lord has done for me. Too often, my brother, too often people been coming to church, but they don't get a visitation. The emotion come first. And we're jumping around, leaving with the same limp. Same high blood pressure. You follow what I'm saying? But if you activate the spirit properly, oh my, miracles, signs, and wonders will begin to perform in your house. So that's what it's all about. Grab your Bible. Galatians chapter 2. Grab your Bible. Now, don't be familiar with this verse, because we're about to see some things this morning. And you can't be familiar with this verse. This verse has been quoted. You may be seated. This verse has been quoted many times. But it will be from a different perspective. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. With Jesus' faith. What was Jesus using to cause all these things to happen those 3 years in his ministry? Well, number one, we know he was using the anointing. He told him he was anointed. But by the same token, Jesus had faith in his Father, faith in God. And so many times, we only try to live by the faith we have. But specifically, we are told to live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, as the Bible says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same faith caused all the things that happened in the gospel. The same faith that Jesus used in the gospel, we have. Actually, Jesus is faith. See, we often talk about, you know, we know that so that faith, Romans 10:17 says, so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is true. But when you're hearing the word of God, you're hearing the Father talking about Jesus. So when we begin to understand that it's not just a little faith we can muster up within our spirit, but we have the ability to operate and function in the same faith that Jesus functioned in. Now, how much result did Jesus get? Jesus' faith made a whole lot of things happen, didn't it? Didn't it? I mean, if you've been reading the Bible, in it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can see how Jesus used his faith to cause many things to happen. Then you see the apostles coming behind him in the book of Acts and using that faith and cause a lot of things to happen. So in this verse, you have the crucifixion, you have Jesus' crucifixion, your crucifixion, Jesus' resurrection, your resurrection, and then it tells us about this supernatural faith that we can use in any situation and cause nothing to be impossible. So look at your neighbor and tell them nothing is impossible when you use your faith properly. Wow, I like that. Nothing is impossible when you use your faith properly. So in order to use your faith properly, you're going to have to use it the same way Jesus used his. All right? Now look at that scripture, Galatians 2:20. I am. Now, right there, I want you to make a note of your I am-ness. You see? I am-ness. Because he is I am, that means I am I am. Because I'm connected with his I am-ness. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life that I now live in the flesh, the life that I now live in the flesh, watch what it says now. I live by the faith of what? The faith of the Son of God. Now here's his crucifixion and his resurrection and his ascension. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Right? Come on over here. Right? Right? See now, look at it again now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I had a resurrection. See? Just like he died, I died. Just like he rose, I rose. So now, if I died like he died and I rose like he rose, I should live like he lived. And so in that scripture, the life that I now live in the flesh, how many of y'all in the flesh? I know some of y'all think you're all spiritual, but you're in the flesh yet. All right. The life that I'm living now, the life that I now live in the flesh. But I live above the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Got it? Now, when you do not live by the faith of the Son of God, here's what you do. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, hold your finger there because you got to come back. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, here's what you do. You frustrate the grace of God. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, you lose favor. Yeah, you lose favor. There's a lot of favor God has in store for you, but that favor, you got to be working in the right kind of faith for that grace or that favor to take a hold of your life. You see how you say it? Ephesians 2 and 8, what it says? Hold up. But by grace are you saved through what? So you see the connection that grace will not work without faith. Faith cannot work without grace. So when you're using faith, what you're saying? God, using faith the right way, You know what you're saying to that situation? God favor on me. See, faith reminds you of favor. And favor reminds you of faith. So what I'm saying, because you got to hear it very clearly, many times people just trying to live by the faith they can muster and how much worry they can get into them, but you should live by the faith of the Son of God. Same kind of faith Jesus had. Huh? You see that 21st verse say in the second chapter of Galatians? But Paul said, I'm not going to try to live by my righteousness. I'm not going to try to live by the law. I'm not going to even try to live by the Bible without faith. I'll frustrate the grace of God. It's not about me. It's about him. And then you'll start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. Divine sonship in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. What happens when sons and daughters, what happens when sons and daughters learn to live by the faith of the Son? Wow. What happens when sons and daughters learn to live by the faith of the Son? Turn to Hebrews. I'm going to show you what happens. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1. What happened when sons and daughters start living by the faith of the Son? Hebrews chapter 1. And I want to warn you, Satan want to push your soul out of alignment with God. And there you can speak the Bible and you can do everything. But if you don't get lined up with the way God said, do this thing, faith move all the promises of God. Faith move all the possibilities of God. Faith move the person of God on your behalf. Hebrews 1. Verse 1. I want to read this to you. God, who at sundrise time and in divers manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom, now notice this, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now watch this third verse. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, watch this, and upholding all things by the word of his power. What are you using? Faith. Combination of your anointing, faith, God's word. Could it be possible that you're designed as a Christian to uphold everything in your life by the word of his power? Upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When you sat down, that means it's finished. The job is complete. That's why Jesus sat down. Now, by faith and through faith, supernatural manifestation and demonstration of the kingdom are brought to pass. By faith and through faith. No other way to do it. By faith and through faith, supernatural manifestation and demonstration of the kingdom is brought to pass. Amen. The same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. You heard that? The same faith. Listen, the same, because I'm going to take you to a scripture. If the word don't back it up, don't say saying it. The same scripture, the same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. That's why the scripture said, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that causes manifestation, demonstration, miracles, signs, and wonders, which is almost exempt from the church. We're just having service. When a man and a woman go to a barroom, they see some action. Somebody going to fight. Somebody going to cuss. Somebody going to dance. Somebody going to clown. But they're going to see some action. That's what they're going to go to see, action. Well, when people come to the church, they need to see some divine action. Not just as a bit about, Lord is good. The Lord been good to me. Something should happen. And that's our transition. We got to transition into miracle workers, signs workers, wonders workers. People sit through closed doors ought to get healed. If they rub against our blouse, against our coat, something ought to come out of us. Ooh, the greater one on the inside of me. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the transition. So now, Satan is aching. You know, like ache pain? He's aching right now because apostolically, this thing is changing. I see some of y'all faces, you want your same old song. I look at you, instead of singing, you go to praying. Are you going to stop this? You can't stop this. No way. Forget this. When people start worshiping God, religion, tradition, prayer, nothing else can stop them. This is a new scenario. And God is about to bless some new socks on your feet. I'm telling you, some things about to happen. Right now, we're dealing with the rougher, but John, some things about to happen. Right here in the middle of this church, miracles will start taking place. God's going to send people who got a need. The Holy Ghost is going to meet their need right in the front of our eyes. And they're going to come from all walk of life. They're going to come from all cultures. They're going to come from all colors. They're going to come from everywhere. Because people's tired of religion. Nothing happening. And you watch the scripture, you watch the sermon that I'm teaching. Watch the message that the Lord had me preaching now. See, he's getting us in a new position. Now he's telling us we got the same faith Jesus had. Meaning we can get the same result that Jesus is getting if we use it right. Right? Well, I got more to tell you. Sit down. I got more to tell you. Wait a minute, I got more to tell you. Absolutely. The same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. I need that to register. I don't take you to scripture, but I need that to register. I need that to register. I need your mind, your soul. Let that register. You need to let that register. Let it register.